Yeah. phase, it always needs a fix. I live my life for the weekend, baby, and I end up in a mess. Ain't got a pot to piss in, but I find bliss. Gotta work in the AM, honey, and I'm last to bed. Excess, a dirty mess. Lipstick, a tight dress.
Ruby, 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 Soho. Ruby, 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 gonna be a star, I'm gonna sing my songs and play my guitar, I'm ready. Gonna change the world, gonna turn the page, gonna say what I feel, let out this rage. Get ready, we're going down, down the street below. Gonna sing the songs of the streets again, gonna love me on my feet. Get ready, I'll sing a song for the fallen angels. This one goes to all the unsung heroes. Going down, down the streets below. Cause don't you
All right, WMFO in Medford. That was Live It Up off Rob Them Blind, the new release by Duck and Cover. I got Chris and Dan here with me from the band.
Hello.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, how are you?
So a little bit about Duck and Cover. You've been about 5 years you've been together, or is that number?
Something like that, yeah.
Something around there. And do you guys know each other a long time, or did this go way back?
Pretty far back.
To like childhood, it feels like.
So that's a yeah.
Me and Daniel have known each other since high school, and we've been playing in bands together since high school. Me and Damien, the drummer, we were in three bands together prior to this, and that goes back about a decade plus. And Rich, who's the bassist, he was in The Drags, which became Noble to Rot, and then he was in Bang Camaro, and we played with him in a bunch of those bands way back when. So yeah, everybody's known each other for a long time.
It's funny, Richie is famous for like hosting parties in Austin. He would throw these like epic bangs, you know, and so we knew him just through the scene, and he's been really fun to play with, and Damien too. Damien's awesome.
Yeah, I've as you know, I follow you guys for a while now. Great live band. I think you're
thanks.
One of the premier punk rock bands, and nowadays everything's a label. Like, are they punk? Are they rock? I think you kind of morph punk rock, I would say.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I have enough friends who like do the whole lifestyle and the uniform. Like, I would never call myself a punk rocker, just because I know, like I said, plenty of people.
Such a sweetheart.
Well, sure, but I also like I don't you know. But yeah, it's rock and roll,
right?
Generally, it's got certain songs sound a little more like. Like, you can tell, like, oh, these guys like metal, or like, oh, they listen to The Replacements.
Well, I think that's one of the fun things for me is, you know, it's like, I know Chris, and you know, really well, and, you know, when he brings a song, he's not like, oh, this is a Rancid song I want to write, or this is a Green Day song I want to write, or like, even if this is a Utter song I want to write, it's like, oh no, this is a Cult song I want to write, or this is a early Aerosmith riff I got, or this
so
is like old
up,
Rolling
is
Stone stuff, you know, a lot of that kind of classic.
You can hear different
rock.
Sounds on this thing, too. It's not, you know.
That was the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is it officially, it's officially out, or no?
Next
week or something?
Yeah,
is like the official.
The date that Lou gave me was August 10th, so it's almost out.
This is a fun thing for
Jumping
us.
Jumping the gun here.
Yeah. A little bit. But you know, it's like, it's fun working with Lou. I mean, the Rumbar experience has been really fun. But it's really the first time for us as a band where we're not like doing it all ourselves.
Right.
So I always knew the dates, you know? And now I'm like, hey, Lou, what's the date? Which, you know, I'll take it. It's been fun. Lou's been really great to work with.
Yeah, Lou's a great guy to have on your side. He's like a tremendous like promoter and
absolutely.
Well, and it's all passion for him, you know?
Oh,
he works with people that he likes, and he does it because he loves it, which is great.
Right. I'm going to play more stuff. We're going to play most of this tonight. I'm going to play the second track, I think. I don't even know. But something off of this, and we'll be back and babble a bit in a little bit. Here we go.
Yeah. go on and love your amethysts. Love your gold and silver so much better than the rest. But I won't look back and make apologies to throw away. Anything you give me now seems changing day to day. Don't make me stronger, just might kill me. Cause I need to see you standing at my door.
Duck and Cover, that was Vacancy. We played Live It Up. We played Borrowed Time, all off of Rob Them Blinds. I'm here with Chris and Dan from the band.
Hi.
So how'd the whole Rumbar thing come about? Did you know Lou for a long time? I think you knew Lou, right?
Well, me and Damien knew Lou from, and maybe Daniel, from like the Abbey days. I mean, he was just like Malibu Lou.
Yeah,
he's always
playing
our
show. Yeah.
And actually, Rich and his wife are pretty close with Lou and his family. So you like logic would suggest that the connection would have been via Rich, if anyone. But actually, we were playing a show at the Midway with Watts, which is they're a Rumbar band.
Yeah.
And Damien just like joking around, he was like talking to Lou. He's like, "All right, when are you gonna put out one of our records on your label?" And Lou says, "Oh yeah, all right." it was
that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny.
My memory is a little different. I think they were talking about koozies, not records. But
he's a big koozie guy.
He does like koozies.
But no, it's been great working with Lou. And like I said before, it's kind of the first time that we've been sort of lucky enough to have
someone else involved.
Yeah, right. Who kind of handles some of the logistics, you know? So like for this release, you know, we're doing more than we normally would. You know, normally we just sort of throw everything up on Spotify and kind of leave it at that. But
right. Gotcha. Release is coming out, and we were talking off here about vinyl and versus CD, and what do you guys listen to? Is it all vinyl, all CD, a mix?
I don't even own a CD player.
Really?
So I have one in my car, but I haven't changed it. It's like one of those five disc changers.
You can get away with that.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm pretty much all vinyl or streaming. I don't know about Dana.
No, it's the same. I mean, most of what I listen to is streaming, and then, you know, what I really like, especially being in the local scene, you know, I kind of want to kind of make our music accessible, right? I want it to be up for people to listen to, but if you like it, you know, we want to make sure that you have something beautiful and physical. And so, I'm really into the merchandisey kind of piece of it, where, you know, it's like the record is a collectible and it's gorgeous.
Yeah,
and the art is
ideally.
I'm an old school guy, so I'm big on like liner notes and
I mean, that's fun. You get the record,
pictures and the artwork and all that.
No, all stuff. The details, right? It's like, who was the engineer and
where was it recorded? Yeah,
and right. All that kind of stuff.
Are you allowed to discuss what's going on with this thing as far as potential vinyl?
Oh yeah, yeah. So I mean, like,
I don't know if that was a you know.
I gotta check our Malibu Lou contract.
No, it's already. So of that, what is it? An 8-song EP.
Yeah.
And 4 of the songs on the CD are going to be on. It'll be an even minier EP, which will be on vinyl.
Yeah.
And half of those are going to be clear vinyl, and half of them are going to be blue. And
the colors are all the rage now.
Yeah, I've always liked colored vinyl. It's fun.
I have the green. We're talking off. I have the green. Was that the initial Duck and Cover release?
Yeah, that was the very first one. Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember talking to you when you were with Lou. This was years ago.
Yeah.
At friggin'.
Was that at Sally's?
It was Middle East Up. I forget why. Who was there? Who was playing?
Okay.
But I was You were talking to Lou, and Lou's like, "Yeah, this is Sky Bar. This is Chris." And you mentioned that you were putting out the vinyl.
Yeah.
For that release, the green vinyl. You were like, really happy with it. It is a cool color.
A Coke bottle green.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's cool.
We've been working with the same guy to do our album art since the very beginning.
Yeah, he's a guy. You can tell. Similar, the dude with the.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he does a lot of stuff with the Swingin' Utters and like a lot of other bands. And he's in Philly?
He's in Philly,
He's in Philly. And it's.
Yeah.
It's another piece of the puzzle to me where, you know, I like the colored vinyl, but I also really like that we've got sort of
an artist
style going on. Yeah, I know an artist who's, you know, he's got his whole thing.
And he's got some great bands in Rumbaugh Records.
Oh, yeah.
No, he does.
Watts could be getting up on the Kiss Cruise. That would be funny if they pulled that thing off. I think Lynch would go on a car. I don't know if he'd make it. He'd probably drop if I don't know what a huger Kiss fan than him. If they would have got on that thing, he'd be beside himself.
It's the they keep getting on these cheap trick shows, and that's the one that I
said.
I'm like, hey, come on, share the wealth.
I know,
buddies,
right?
You know?
Yeah. Well, I think Lynch's the Neighborhoods couldn't make one of the shows.
Oh.
And I think John was like, well, I have another band. But obviously they liked him because they keep coming back, right? But
no, and they're great. I mean, they're great dudes, and they're great players, and they have a great look and the whole thing.
Gosh, we're a positive bunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, got to support the scene, buddy.
All right. Enough about that. Let's get back to the Duck and Cover. Going to play another one off of Rob Them Blind. I'm not sure what this is. I just picked a number. It's number 5, I think. Hopefully we didn't play it already.
Number 5
number
is the best one.
Great. Yeah.
Duck and Cover, whatever it is. Here it goes.
Take
That's Wasted off of Rub Them Blind, Rumbar Records, Duck and Cover. Played pretty much the whole thing here. I'm going to play one when we finish here, but fine effort, guys.
Thank you.
We played a show at Sally O's with a band called Blame It on Whitman, and Max, the singer and guitar player, came up to us after the show. He's like, "Guys, you don't even know, but that song Wasted, it's the punk jam of the city." And it was like the nicest thing anybody had ever said to me about anything that we've ever done. It's like, so thank you, Max, if you listen.
Yeah, lyrically, I guess you can go, yeah, we're all friggin' wasted.
It's profound.
It's relatable.
Yeah.
It's a homonym. It has two different meanings.
Who writes, do you write all lyrics, music? You guys split that?
Chris does all the lyrics and all the vocals, and you know, he's the kind of songwriter who will kind of show up to practice and be like, "Hey guys, I wrote a song," and it'll be like a full song, and then every now and then I'll show up to practice and I'll be like, "I have a riff," and then we'll sort of work on stuff together, and you know, and his songs, every now and then I'll be like, "Well, maybe you go here instead of there,
you'll
here's
add
a bridge
touch
or a thing."
Right.
So it's totally collaborative.
I think it's very collaborative. I mean, like a lot of the accent directions that happen, that it really defines sort of the certain parts of the song, like that's almost always Damien.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, you know, so it doesn't, like, if Daniel has sort of the bulk of a riff, or if I have, you know, 85% of a song, you know, once we start playing it together at practice, or you know, if you know, Damien, say, comes over to my house and we're just like listening to stuff, he'll be like, "Why don't you make this part go up twice instead of, you know?" So it's
flexible.
It's a group process.
It's funny. It's like, I think for you know, it's like I've known Rich for years. I've known Damien for years now, and obviously I've known Chris for forever. And when we're talking about this stuff at practice, I don't even realize how mean we're being to each other until, like, you know, it's like, it's just, we're like brutally honest about it all. Yeah. And I think that's actually a pretty healthy part of the creative process. You know, it's like nobody really is worried about hurting feelings.
Right. I was saying, no one's, it's good because you're not afraid to voice your opinion. It's not like something.
I don't think anybody's afraid to voice their opinion.
You hear it.
No.
I mean, there have been times where I've come in with songs and, or I've like sent them out and be like, "Hey guys, like, I wrote the song." And Either like Daniel will be like, "I don't really like it," or Damien will be like, "I don't really get it. I don't want to do it." It's like, all right, fine. We won't do it.
Back to work.
Exactly. Which is good. I mean, if you have the people you're working with being like, "Yeah, everything you do is perfect," then that's not going to work out.
I will say, though, you know, we've done the last two records with Chris Johnson, and he has been a really great sounding board for us.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, he's got a great ear. He does a lot of metal. He's not actually so much involved in some of the sort of more kind of straight up rock or punk stuff, but like for me, it's been,
That's why you get these like you know the last couple of records. You probably if you like compare it to the first one, and this is no, I'm not being not a pejorative against Rich, but Rich Marr, that is, but you know the guitars on the last one sound. There's everything sounds bigger. It sounds like sort of like not arena rock in a bad way, but you know the drums are massive and the guitars are like thick and you know and that's all Chris.
Yeah, no, and this is a thing that I don't think a lot of people realize. You know, the last two records that we've done, we'll blast into the studio for a weekend, and we'll do five songs, four songs, whatever it is. You know, we track on Friday, we overdub on Saturday, we mix on Sunday, and we're done. And actually, it's really refreshing to just sort of get in and out.
Yeah.
And then move on to the next project.
And, as opposed to going back and doing vocal overdubs and percussive overdubs, and the whole thing takes months for five songs.
You know, that's, you know, it's like we know the songs pretty well, and, you know, we get along, we kind of work on the details, and then, you know, we've been lucky enough to work with people who can sort of let us sort of express that in the studio in a live setting and still kind of keep it real polished and good sounding.
Yeah, and then you, we were talking off here, you don't have any shows in the immediate future, but
no, we've
been busy though.
Yeah, we shot our wad in June, and now we're, we're taking the summer off to go to the beach.
Yeah.
No, we played some really great shows in June. We played with the
Adolescents.
The Adolescents.
It was a great show.
Dickies,
the Queers, downstairs, the Middle East.
Played with Tom Baker.
Yeah, that was fun. We did a whole thing at Tavern at the End of the World.
Played a show up in Salem with a bunch of fun bands. I honestly can't remember who was on that bill, but it was fun.
You had a good time.
I got free food. That's what matters.
That's key.
No, Salem's got a great scene. So we've had a real busy couple of months, you know, I think especially with this coming out, we need to take some time and figure out what our next project is, write some new stuff, and kind of try that out in the autumn, and then we'll probably be back in the studio.
We do have shows coming up in September. I can't remember the date. You were talking about it earlier. At the Midway, and then it looks like we're probably playing in New York in early October.
That'll be cool.
I haven't played in New York in maybe 4 or 5 years, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, so if, you know, for folks out there who are curious and want to kind of check us out, follow us on the social and,
on the social.
And grab the CD, EP, download. You can probably just download this, right?
Not yet, but
when it's available,
August 10th.
Yeah,
everybody.
It'll stream on Spotify.
I suggest you buy the physical CD product.
Yeah.
And the vinyl when it comes out.
Absolutely.
The vinyl's gonna be beautiful. It'll be a collectible. I'm gonna.
If you say so, it's gonna be beautiful.
It's about the looks.
It'll sound all right.
Thanks for coming out.
Hey, thank you for having us very much.
We're going to wrap it up in about 12 minutes anyway. So I'm going to play one more off of this.
Thank you.
And then I'll play some other stuff. I'll be out of here at 9, but thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
Guys. And,
it's our pleasure.
Yep, no problem. Bringing great local music. I think someone should be hearing it, you know. Got to get it on the airwaves.
Someone.
Right? I mean, you're not going to hear it on, that's another whole show.
Yep.
So here we go, Duck and Cover. This is off Rub Them Blinds. I'll be back in a bit to say bye.
Tossing, turning, this night, and this fight, until she's coming back. What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's pretty scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get me.
I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
I'm not the only one.
Mr. Mr.